Good morning, my brothers and sisters. I pray God's blessings are upon each one of you. Our meditation this morning is from a reading in which I read recently, and I thought it was appropriate for a time such as this. Romans 8:28 from the NIV says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." So much fear is based on the assumption that when we've made a mess of a situation, it's too late for God's help. But God specializes in fixing mistakes. Think of our rebellious years, and when we get to heaven, imagine God's sweet embrace followed by, "That wild period you went through had us kind of worried." God has not only forgiven us after some blatantly unwise and selfish choices, but he's been quick to open doors, answer prayers, and pour out more blessings than we could ever deserve. He's so good. Combat fear by believing he'll turn our situations around for good, simply because he has a wonderful purpose for our lives that no amount of blunders can hinder. Isaiah 43:1 says, "Don't fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." God actually commands us not to fear or worry. The phrase "fear not" is used at least 80 times in the Bible, most likely because he knows the enemy uses fear to decrease our hope and limit our victories. Many of us have been Christians for a long time and are still in awe that God, who created the universe, cares about every detail of our lives. We belong to an all-powerful, all-knowing, victorious Father who cares deeply about us. When we really meditate on this truth, it's hard to remain fearful about the trials we face. By focusing on him and how he considers us his prized redeemed ones, our focus should naturally shift from fear to faith. Jesus himself expressed fear to the point of sweating blood. So God understands fear is natural. But whatever we are in fear of, a health crisis, family problem, financial struggle, focus on the power of God, who calls us by name and commands fear to flee from our hearts. Fear has no place in the heart or mind of a believer. Ask God to increase your trust and faith in his willingness and ability to deliver you completely from fear and anxiety. Ask for a deeper revelation of his love and watch how powerfully he moves. Amen. Let us pray. We thank you, Father, for giving us a wake-up call each and every day. We thank you, Father, for delivering us from fears that are constantly inserted into our lives. We thank you, Father, for being overcomers, for you being our constant companion as we face our daily challenges. We thank you, Father, for being that ever-present help all day, every day. Father, we continue to lift up our first responders and their families. We ask for your mighty hand to be upon all those that are meeting the needs of all in need of medical attention. We continue to pray for a ceasefire to stop the violence in the streets and in our communities. We also pray, Lord, that you will guide and give us insight on what we can do to help to bring about this change. We ask you, Father, to remember our grieving families and continue to embrace them in your comforting arms. Bless and surround our church family with love and a protective spirit, including those under the care of the great physician which you are. We ask you, Father, to remember our pastor as we continue to pray for her encouragement, and her strength. We thank you, Father, for giving the words in her heart and in her mind that she can say to us that keeps us encouraged and helps us to continue on the right path. We thank you, Father, for her guidance, for her wisdom. We pray, Lord, that you continue to bless her and give her all that she needs, Father. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to lift her up so that we continue to support her and give her all that she needs, Father, that she will continue to hold fast to your word. We know, Father, that she has goals. She goes through struggles and she has challenges, Father, just like every last one of us. But she is our shepherd, and you have placed her there for our betterment, to lead and guide us, to lead us by the still waters. As she holds on to your hand, she leads us, Father, and we thank you for that. We thank you, Father, for all that you have done for her, Father, and all that you're going to do, Father. Give her rest when she needs to be restored. Give her comfort when she is challenged. Help to continue to keep her faith strong. We thank you, Father, for all that you do for us. And we thank you for how you've blessed us thus far, Father, and how you've kept us safe from all harm and all dangers, Father. We'll forever give your name the praise and the glory for everything that you do for us. And we say thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for what you have done and what you're going to do. And in the name of your son, Jesus, we say, amen. God bless you, everyone. You have a blessed week. And remember, God truly loves each and every one of us. Amen. Amen.